Love Car Care, how can I help you?
Yeah, is Vaughn in, please?
Yeah, let me check. Give me 1 second. Yeah, give me a few minutes. He's gonna finish work on his car quickly, and he'll talk to you.
Thank you. Oh, my stomach doesn't feel good. Oh, I hate my life so much.
Wait, so
speaking
of Jacob, is he starting on Monday?
What?
Jacob,
your
intern.
Line.
This is Vaughn.
Hey Vaughn, this is Ruben. How are you doing?
Yeah, hey Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, could you grab a pen and make some notes?
Yeah.
Great.
Go ahead.
So I work on your file. I've got a very thankless job trying to make all these salespeople happy, but I wanted to give you, well, that is my role. I used to be in their shoes, so, you know, I can understand both sides.
You moved on up, huh?
moved on up into the grave. So I worked on your file. I want to take a few minutes and kind of talk to you about your business and what I think is, you know, I used to be on the sales side. I've dealt with a lot of customers that I sent with profiles and kind of give you some transparency, some insight to the financing industry, and put something together that I think is beneficial to your long-term, you know, business success, all right?
Okay.
So what's going on right now is this. You're doing these multiple loans, which, do they have a place? Yeah, if you needed some additional capital, we could do it. I'm working on refinancing you. I think it's a better solution to refinance first instead of just trying to give you another loan for working capital. But on the equipment side of things, I want to make sure you get something that works for you. The initial approval came with some money down. I kind of fought that, and I'm able to put together an approval for you that I think overall is a huge benefit because there's really not much money down. We're going to do this as one payment due at signing. So you're actually, the only thing that you're going to write us a check for is your first payment and a small documentation fee, and that covers your first full month. You're not going to be required to put any money down, which to me, you know, I think is the way to go because this is a cash flow based loan. I want to give you some options, and you said you've got some estimates basically for yourself and for your own purposes on how much additional revenue this equipment will bring for you, correct?
Right.
Okay, perfect. So let's just bring this up. Now, We're also going to finance the sales tax and allow you to do that as well, so you're not going to have to pay for that sales tax out of pocket.
Okay.
Now, the question I do have is this. I need you to give me the, or you need, I need you to have the person who sells this equipment give me a call, because I don't know who's actually selling this equipment. This says Hunter Engineering Equipment, and it says quoted through an authorized distributor. I have no idea.
There was a third page that says who's going to sell the equipment, but I can give you all the phone right now.
Let me see if it's on the quote. Give me a second. I have three pages. That's it. Can you just give them my phone? You know what? I can shoot you an email. Let's do that. Hold on. Give me a second.
I can send it over here for you if you like.
Do you have my email?
I don't, but I can shoot you that document.
Yeah, let me just send you like a test email. Okay. What's your email?
service@abovecarcare.com.
Abovecarcare.com. Let's see if you get this.
Sure.
So once I speak to this,
it right there.
You got it. So just if you can send me back your vendor's information, but what we're going to do is we're going to walk through, you kind of set your own rate and terms on this program. I'm going to walk you through what options you have. Okay. And then you can tell me what your feedback is. Okay.
Okay.
And now my phone is cutting in and out. So if I lose you, I'll call you back. Okay.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Right now.
All right. For some reason it went very like staticky. So, and is this equipment ready to ship?
It takes 3 weeks because they have to prep for it. Okay. We have to move one of the racks out of here to our other building, and then they come in, do the measurements, and then they bring it in. They said it usually takes up to about 3 weeks for delivery.
All right. Gotcha. Well, and congrats on the approval. I think this is the first step of getting you guys where you need to go.
That's what I'm hoping for. I just want to see what the the options here.
Yeah, so let's get some options. So, like I said, I think the highlight of this program is is doing this with the minimal amount of money down, because I don't suggest you chasing a cheaper payment and putting a lot of money down, because due to your cash flow, it's very important for you to get the lowest payment possible. Or your transaction is basically, if you put a lot of money down, it could crush you. So let's get you out the door with this little amount of money due at signing and make that exception. If you want to put money down, you can always come back to me, but I really see no value there. So the longest term you can do this over is 60 months. Okay. So that's the maximum term. The shortest term you can do this over is 18 months. Now, most customers are going to choose the longest term possible. I'm going to go with some options. So if you want to stretch this, if you want to do this, say, over an 18-month term, which is 17 remaining payments, the payment's going to be, it's not going to be $5,000, but it's not going to be $2,000. It's going to be higher end. So let me give you some more reasonable options that I would suggest. If you do this over a 3-year term, so you have 35 remaining payments, you're looking at payments of $2,572.91. All right?
Okay.
Now, if you do this over a 5-year term, or let me give you a 4-year term as well. A 4-year term, you're looking at payments of $2,092 a month. And if you look this over, say, a 5-year term, which is the maximum term available, you're looking at payments of $1,814. It's also going to go under your business credit only. It doesn't go under your personal credit. You are able to depreciate the equipment because it's a finance agreement. And you own the equipment, obviously, from day one. We're just secured against it.
Right.
Now, in terms of those numbers, they vary widely, but the way that I see this is this. I'm going to hopefully have a solution for refinancing your working capital, but because you have these short-term working capital loans, like the night loan, 4 months, 5 months, 3 months, whatever it may be, I strongly, strongly suggest doing as long a term as possible, and then if you have additional capital, that's just going to build your working capital and put you more in the driver's seat, more control. Although, we are more than happy to give you any term you want. That's just my thoughts.
Right. Well, I'm only saving $200 a month if I did the 5-year. If I did 48 months, it's like extra $200 a month. So a $200 cash flow a month won't even do anything for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So if I were to do it, I think the 48 months would probably be best.
That's fine. I agree with that reasoning. I think doing something like 24 months, you know, just to give you an idea, if you do a 24-month term, your payment's going to be around $3,573.
Right.
So I just don't think, but the whole exception for us here is this. If we're traditionally on these programs, you have to do at least two payments due at signing. The reason I'm doing one payment is simply because, A, we want to earn your business for the long term, but I don't want to come to you and say, hey, look, here's a great approval. Write me a check for your first and last payment and a documentation fee. Well, $3,500 times two, you're already at $7,000. That's a lot of money. And
right. There's
not that money in the bank account currently, and that's why I want to give you something that I think is advantageous. Do you think 48 months is probably the best way for you to go?
Yeah, I mean, 48 months is, if you're looking at 2,000, so you're talking about...
2,092.37, to be exact. 2,092.37.
Okay. So, basically, you would want first month and last.
No, we're going to do first only. No, we're going to do first only. One payment and a small
document. What's the document fee?
I think we have to do a site visit. We have to come out to your location and take a picture of the equipment after it's delivered. I'd estimate about $300 to $400 total.
Okay.
Nothing outrageous. And there's no origination fee or anything of that nature.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll be comfortable because if it's only, like I said, $200 to $300 more from, I'd rather just do the 48 months. That sounds good for me. Yeah.
Perfect. Have you? I just got your email. So, have you worked with this vendor before?
No, this is a. Basically, they're a direct distributor. They're their own brand.
Okay.
They've been around for years, and I only heard good things about them from.
So Mike McKee is the person you're working with.
Yes.
Okay. The reason I ask is this. The person that you're working, I don't know if Hunter's actually the one selling us to us or not. So what I'll do is this. They are. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out. Who's your salesperson?
That guy, Michael.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to Mike and I'm going to ask him for an invoice. It's pretty simple. It's bill to ship to your company. Their deposit terms. Yeah. I've actually spoken to other Hunter reps, so... Not my first rodeo.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the phone's a little choppy, so bear with me here.
No, I'm good, yeah.
Okay. The next step is this. Over the weekend, I need a copy of you and your brother's IDs to be scanned emailed to me, along with a voided business check. What I'll do is, on Monday, I'll reach out to them, I'll get an invoice going, I'll also ask you to send me a copy. So you'll send me the driver's license and check. I'll get the invoice, and then I'll send you the documents on Monday. Hopefully on Monday, I'll have a refinance together for you for working capital. That's when I'll give you some numbers. But I'd like to first get this done so you can order your equipment.
Okay. I'll definitely do that tomorrow.
Last question. Do you have general business insurance?
Yes.
Okay. So we will not need insurance to actually place the order. And we should probably be able to do the documents via fax and get the order placed, I'd say, on Tuesday. If we get the documents back Monday, we'll place order Tuesday. We will not need the documents. We will not need insurance to place the order. However, within 30 days, you'll need to provide us insurance. You can send us your insurance broker's phone number, and all we'll ask for is the equipment to be insured. So God forbid it gets stolen or someone gets hurt on it, we're insured as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And I did that with my smog machine, too.
Wow. Okay, perfect. Awesome. So you guys did. Okay, well, I look forward to working with you, and hopefully we'll get this wrapped up on Monday, Tuesday.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you Monday. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.